I don't have to introduce this guy. You know who he is. He's the Magic Man. How and when did you get that nickname?
I pretty much got it when I went to the University of Virginia. Being from Buffalo and going kind of down south, everybody at Virginia when I first got there was mispronouncing my last name. You know, instead of saying Makowski with a silent J, they were all calling me Don Magikowski, and everybody started calling me Magic for short.
1989 certainly was a magic year for you, for the Packers. What do you remember?
It was my third year in the league, and it was Coach Lindy Infante's second year with the team, and we were really starting to understand his offense. He had a pretty complicated option or read option offense, and by his second year, we really started understanding it and performing really well. And you know, I was really coming into my own as a quarterback, and I became the first year my full-time starter. And playing at a high level, felt very confident with the my surrounding cast of teammates. With Sterling Sharp as a wide receiver and Brent Fulwood at running back, and not a lot of All-Pro guys, but guys that really bought into Coach Infante's system. And Lindy was a great offensive play caller, and had a lot of fun that year. I became more of a manipulator than a gunslinger, you know, really starting to become more of a cerebral quarterback instead of just a gunslinger.
Your first number with the Packers was 5, which belonged right. Famously to Paul Hornung. Now, I'm intrigued. How did you get that number? Because, I mean, it's not as though Paul Hornung had just left here.
When I came in as a rookie, I was a 10th round draft pick back when they had 12 rounds. So I got injured my senior year in college, and my draft status dropped way down. And being a 10th round draft pick, you didn't have much say in what number you wanted to wear when you came into camp. And back then, in 1987, they didn't have the rules they had now. I think the team could bring in like 100 players in a training camp. So they had to issue, the equipment managers had to issue every available number.
They at didn't least, think you were going to make the team.
Exactly.
Right.
At least during training camp, and we'll get this 10th rounder number 5, he'll be here a week or two or whatever. But, I ended up starting my second game, my rookie year, on for about, 8 games that year or something, my rookie year. And, after that rookie season, when I started becoming more of a consistent starter, by my second year, I went to the equipment managers and said, this number should be retired, obviously. And the funny thing is I got to know Paul Hornung. He was doing radio for our preseason games back then. And I went up to him after one of the games and said, Paul, I'm really sorry they gave me a number. I did not want this. I think it should be retired. And he got a kick out of it. He was, the golden boy. And he said he really liked the way I played. And, I kind of had the long blonde hair, and I was single at the time, and he's like, you remind me a lot of myself, and he said, if they're going to give it to anybody, I'm glad they gave it to you. So I got his approval, but after my first year, when I became the full-time starter, I wanted my own identity, and out of respect for him, I put his number aside, as it should be, and I chose number 7.
You were replaced by Brett Favre. Now, that's kind of a steam company there. What if you had never torn your rotator cuff? You ever think about that?
Yeah, I hate to dwell on it, but, it was in my fourth year. And after my third year when I had, such success, as the full-time starter, led the league in passing and in touchdowns and being named All-Pro, and coming in second league MVP behind Montana, I had, some high expectations as being the starting quarterback here for a lot of years, having continued success. And, that's one of the things that, if I have any regrets, you can't really help getting hurt, but I would have liked to have seen, I would like to have been, a very consistent starter for a lot more years and bring Packer fans, a lot more of that excitement that we brought back in 89.
Did they trade for Brett Favre?
Well, it was after my fourth year, I was hurt, and then I came back for my fifth year. I was the full-time starter, and I kind of had another injury back of my knee and hamstring. So I was having some unfortunate injuries. I wasn't being the consistent starter that you want to be as a starting quarterback. So going into my sixth year is when they made the coaching change. Lindy Infante got replaced by Mike Holmgren, and Ron Wolf came in, and and he wanted his own guy. You know, because I was having these injuries, Ron Wolf wanted his guy. He traded a first round pick for Favre, and the rest is history. I got injured and gave Brett his opportunity, and he made the most of it.
So all these years later, coming back here, what's it mean to you?
You know, it's so great. I mean, I met my wife here when I was playing. My wife is from Menomonee Falls, just outside of Milwaukee, and, you know, we were boyfriend and girlfriend during my years here playing, and, you know, now that we're married, she still has family here. So she saw everything that I went through here, and seeing how the fans just put the players, current players, and even retired players on such a pedestal, you know, and they treat you with such respect, and they really appreciate what you did during your years here.
Favorite game.
You know, I've got a couple, but obviously, I think my defining moment as a Packer quarterback, which would be probably the most memorable game, is in 1989 when we beat the Chicago Bears for the first time in 4 years. It was November 5th, 1989, and like I said, it was 4 years, 8 games that we hadn't beat the Bears, and finally, it was the instant replay game where on the last play of the game we were down by 6 points and. The last play of the game with 30-some seconds left, I threw a tying touchdown pass to Sterling Sharp on 4th and 16, and the referee had called me over the line of scrimmage, and, you know, that's the first year they had instant replay implemented, and they reviewed it for 4 minutes, and they reversed the call. The referee said after further review, we had a reversal, touchdown, it was a touchdown, you know, and we kicked the extra point and beat the Bears, you know, 14-13. In Lambeau Field for the first time. You know,
Ditka never accepted that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to this day, he has an asterisk next to that game in the program. Right. And yeah, he was pretty sour about that, yeah.